You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Corey Michaelis, the comedian?
I think so.
He's got a dry bar special with 50 million plus views.
And he's got a show tomorrow night at the lounge
what?
At the end of the universe. Let's see if he needs a ride.
Heck yeah.
I don't see him.
No way. Is that down him down there with a wig on?
I don't think so. I'll go walk down
okay.
there and see.
Welcome to the Kia, Corey.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
You got in early, huh?
Oh, you are. You're
recording. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Well, I was just, your website said 11 a.m. was the earliest, so I just picked that.
Yeah.
And then didn't want to be like, hey, could you actually do earlier?
Were you coming from Seattle?
But I flew in from Everett, which is my hometown.
Oh, okay.
We have a little airport now that goes to San Diego and L.A. and here and Portland.
Is it straight through?
Oh, yeah, just a direct
nice.
Flight.
That's nice.
An hour and a half or whatever.
Yeah.
Nicely resting.
I can't sleep on a flight.
Oh, you can.
No, it's a nightmare. Oh, man, if I could, it would change my life. But, start taking drugs.
Yeah, a lot of people do Kratom. The podcasts I listen to.
What's that?
That's a terrible... It's a man-made THC, I guess. And they say, oh, just pop. You know, their podcast also is... You know, they promote Kratom.
Sure, yeah,
say,
sure,
just
sure,
pop
sure.
Some, several of these and the flight will be fine.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
who
think
knows?
So.
All right.
Check. Okay, let me give you that.
Yeah. So you call this one Uber...
Uber funny.
Yes.
And Andrew Rivers had a podcast where we were writing jokes weekly. So the first 10-15 minutes was just kind of bouncing jokes back and forth, kind of like a monologue. Well, not obviously monologue, but like monologue style jokes.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that was the unique part of it that we thought, oh yeah, that's cool. And then we would like interview somebody after.
Yeah.
They would like sit through the joke part.
Oh, right.
And like, we were like, laugh, you know, and they're like, it was more just a writing exercise for us, but zero traction at all or anything. So we were like, okay, let's change this up.
Don't you have a stripper podcast or something?
Yeah, I interview strippers.
Do you really?
So I've interviewed several from Boise.
That's cool.
Probably won't. I didn't bring any of my stuff because I do it virtual now and I have a co-host. So she does a lot of the scheduling for me, and it's a lot easier now. I mean, it used to be when I started that I had to be like, so I got this podcast in my hotel room.
Right.
And they were like, sure you do, buddy.
Yeah.
And we're going to drive there in your windowless van.
Right, like, exactly.
No, I swear it's a real thing.
I'm not a creep.
For the first like year or whatever, when I was trying to get interviews, I was trying to bank up interviews, you know, because you know you can't get them very easily, and so I didn't even have anywhere to send them to be like,
all right,
here, see, which was dumb of me. I could have like created, I could have put one up like just unlisted on YouTube or something, and been like, here you go, see, it's real, but I just didn't think of that, so. Anyway, yeah, I went to women's houses.
Wow.
Like three women one weekend went to the condo here when Liquid used to be a thing.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, that weekend it was like a scene.
And you say you still do that podcast?
Yeah, we're banking up more for, I think we're ready to like release season three. Basically what we do is we just go, or I do, and now she does it with me as well as, just release them weekly until we run out.
Right. And then it's the next season.
Yeah, it's the end of our season. it's cool. I mean, virtual makes it so easy, but I wish I thought like 2 years into this, people would be like, oh yeah, I got a little ring light and a microphone. And people
are
like,
right.
Nah, I just got to get my phone. And they're like,
right.
No. You don't do any like, Zooms, nothing in the last 2 years that needed to sound like okay.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. You guys cool if we go through Dutch Bros?
I'm cool.
I don't, all good with me.
Alright.
I stayed here once. That was real bad.
Really?
I stayed that place, but this place, America's Best Value in, was like literally, I have photos of it like caution tape, windows broken, and like all right across. It was my new car too, like a new to me car.
Uh-huh.
And I was freaking out, like nervous about it.
So where they got you this time?
I don't know. We'll see.
Dutch Bros on your right.
Alright. Oh my goodness, the line.
Oh jeez, okay.
Say nothing. Have you been to Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah, Chick-fil-A.
Do you guys have Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, we do.
They got all those people, like, help them.
Yeah.
I'm convinced that it's, like, a brilliant marketing ploy because, like, in Vegas, you know, there's the thing of, like, if there's a nightclub, they keep a big line out front.
Yeah.
Even though it's, like, empty inside.
Oh, that's
just to
smart.
Make it seem like, oh, wow, what's happening? What's going on there? Oh, my
smart.
God, I gotta go. And then, so I think Chick-fil-A, not that exact thing, obviously it's not a busy thing, but I suspect they, like, do a thing where they're like, hey, if we got all these people, if we set up lines and put, like, kids in the parking lot with head, and they're like, oh, wow, this
make
place
the actual
is amazing.
Space tiny. Yeah.
But it's funny when, like, Chick-fil-A, there's a chicken place, what's the chicken place?
Not KFC.
That they always go Chick-fil-A versus, and it's like a racial thing, like.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
What's that chicken place? See,
Popeye's? The
white. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Popeye's. Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
That one by my house had huge lines.
And it makes you think, this place must be amazing.
Like, oh, I guess. I'll check it out. I still haven't checked it out.
Yeah. Oh, they had that controversy for a while, who had the better spicy chicken sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
And it you know, I mean, not like, I don't think racist, but it came racial in that, like, people who tend to lean towards Popeyes if they happen to be black, and they tend to lean towards Chick-fil-A if they happen to be white.
Huh.
I might be talking out of my ass, but I think it was a thing. I don't know. You know, social media, whatever.
Yeah.
I've tried the Popeyes one, and
mm-hmm.
I would say it's spicier, but I like the breading on the Chick-fil-A one.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not
typical white guy.
I know,
right?
Is this a run for you?
Just in and out.
Good
we were
time.
Trying to find just trying to find a date, and last time I did two nights, and we sold I think 80 tickets the first night and maybe like 200 the second night or something. Maybe
the second is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's what seems to be the thing.
I have friends in town and stuff, and so I bring the golf clubs.
Nice.
And then I golf a little and hang with people.
Do you have a favorite spot here?
I do not. I just go where my buddy takes me.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Comedian buddy?
No. Ex-girlfriend's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wild.
Neither of us talked to her.
But you're good friends. That is perfect.
He was after me, so. Sloppy seconds, or whatever they say.
That's what they say.
She won't see this.
I hope she does.
And like her best friends in town, and I really enjoy her company. She's cool. She's really great. And her husband, they're awesome. But I don't think. I think she can be like, I don't know. She's got a kid too, so it's hard to judge. But
yes.
She coming out to a show might be a little much. But maybe not. Maybe I'm crazy.
Hey. What would you like?
You know, I've never had a cup of coffee in my entire life.
What?
Oh, and we're not going to start today.
Cocoa?
But I do want some hot cocoa would be great. That sounds really nice. Just the smallest you have.
Did you want any flavor in there?
Do you have any sugar-free flavors?
Yep.
Sugar-free vanilla?
Okay.
Ooh, sounds amazing.
Nothing for me, something for him.
I'll take a small caramelizer.
Is that hot ice or blended?
Blended.
Okay, anything else?
He's a pro.
All right, it's going to be $8.37 for you. It's going to be right in the bottom here.
The caramelizer.
Caramelizer,
wow.
Yeah. Packed with sugar and...
Never had coffee. We gotta talk.
Yeah. That's, there's a couple jokes about it in the act.
Yeah, well, people are funny too because they'll go like, "Good for you," and I'm like, "Oh, I'm not a good person."
No, don't.
This has nothing to do with me being nice or kind or good.
Oh no!
I never started the audio recording.
Chris Adams, we gotta go pick you back up.
You just pick me up on the, like, you just drop me and then pick me up on the street. Like,
hi.
Sorry, one second.
It's okay.
Caramelizer.
Baconator. This kid's wearing it.
I know.
Alright, so for that small hot chocolate, did you want it all the way sugar free or just the syrup sugar free?
I mean, if you can make it all the way sugar free, that'd be amazing.
Okay, cool.
And then what kind of milk do you have? What kind of milks do you have?
What kind of milks?
All of the.
We default to half and half. But we could do like...
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
For a hot chocolate.
Is this small caramelizer freeze for you?
Yeah. That sounds amazing. Is that coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It is Buck for Kids Day today, so we're offering free stickers if you'd like some stickers today.
I want a sticker, please.
Yes,
thank
please.
You.
Yeah? Okay, how
many stickers? Oh, is it for a buck? Is that the...
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know I was buying it. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you don't have to donate anything.
I just want a sticker to put on a thing, if that's okay. Just one, yeah. Thanks. But I'll look into this. There you go. We got a QR code.
What are you guys up to today?
We're actually filming a podcast right now.
Oh, right.
You're on, dude.
You're on a podcast.
What's going on?
Give him some of our stickers.
Follow this guy.
This is comedian Corey Michaelis. If you want to go to an awesome show, he'll be at the Lounge at the End of the Universe tomorrow night.
Stand-up comedy tomorrow night.
Yeah.
The Lounge, right down the street, right?
What do you guys... filling your podcast
about him,
just comedy.
Okay, cool. Very nice.
Yeah,
they like to pick up not famous people at the internet and drive them around.
Thank you. That's it.
I'll give them the hood. Thanks, man.
Check out Toasted Marshmallow Adventures podcast. You're gonna be on it.
Cool. I totally will. Right. Yeah, thank you.
Bye. All right, I want to hear real quick about
the coffee.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not Mormon.
Okay.
Not a good person. I'm not Mormon. I just don't like the taste. You know, same reason I didn't have sex in college. I just wasn't sent to the taste. No, I just never did, and then it's just gross to me, and
it
tastes bad. And
you're not gonna, why mess
so
with
just
that?
High on life, guys. You know, just wake up. People are shocked about that. Like, what do you do in the morning? Like, so what do you do in the morning?
Tea.
And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just wake
you
up.
You just wake up. Yeah, most of us.
But when you're not addicted, it's like it doesn't. You're not. You know.
You don't need it.
Now, granted, I could use. I'm not like some. I'm not a morning person by any means.
Yeah.
So I could probably use something, but
but
I just don't.
Wow.
And, I mean, I had tea this morning just because it's free. First class, not trying to brag.
Oh,
but,
nice.
You know, big
first class
for the hour flight.
we did that too from Seattle.
It's awesome.
But I get upgraded quite a bit. So like,
you got all those air miles.
I had those miles.
Yep.
And MVP Gold 75K. No big deal.
Nice.
Did I mention 75K? I said
75K.
Okay. Anyway, just I'm not gonna get it this year. I'm gonna get just MVP gold. Oh, there's the club, right?
Remember? Yeah.
Right. What airline?
Alaska. Loyal Alaska, and they give me 2 free bags. So hence the golf clubs.
And even an oversized one.
Yeah. And then you just gotta keep it under 50 pounds. I used to throw my T-shirts that I sold in there. But I don't sell stupid T-shirts anymore. Now I've switched to magnets. We can curse on this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. My magnets say live, laugh, fuck.
Oh, and nice. They go
they're just
good.
Frilly and pink and cute, you know? So, like, best merchandise ever came up.
And easy to carry.
Easy to carry around.
Yeah.
They do get pulled out of the... Because it's a block.
Oh.
And they're, like, 4x6. So they look like, I don't know, like a block of magnets to the person looking at that is like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
It's a bomb.
Yes.
So I've learned to like pull them out for them and put them in a bucket. And they always look, just every day. Today he goes, what the hell are these? and he says, live, laugh, fuck. And he's like, all right, I don't know what that is. And then puts
it
back.
That's scary.
And he's like, what a kind of weirdo just travels with 200 live, laugh, fuck magnets. I was like, this weirdo, baby. Hey, the torch, baby. The torch too close.
Oh, right where you get some of your
yeah, that's where I met him. Okay, the torch is open. That's the torch too.
Yeah.
I will reach out to a couple of those gals and see if they're working and maybe go visit. But but no interviews.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew, pew. All right, it's time for Toasted Trivia. Corey, we have 5 questions for you.
Trivia. Oh, yes. Shit.
Yep.
To win the prize, you got to get 4 out of 5.
All right.
You have 1 pass. There's an extra prize here.
There
so
is.
So if I pass, do I get a 6th question?
You do, yes.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay. They're golf and comedy related.
All right.
Research that you like golf.
Hell yeah.
And we should have anticipated the clubs.
All right. All right, first question. What is the diameter of the hole in golf?
Ooh, that is 4 inches. 3.5.
4.25.
Oh, how am I going to know a 0.25?
Okay, we'll give you
that. All right, that's fair.
It's a gimme. Question number 2.
A
comedy.
Gimme, like a butt.
Yeah. What is the name of Bill Burr's new Netflix special?
Ooh, Live at Red Rocks?
Correct.
Wow.
Let's go.
Yes.
Great job.
All right, question number 3. Which golfer holds the record for the most major tournament wins?
Jack Nicklaus.
Correct. Please. With 18 wins. All right. You're 2 for 3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Name 2 comedians that have passed away in the last year.
Oh, that would be Bob Saget and Louis Anderson.
Correct. Pew, pew, pew,
pew. Yeah, pew, 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 pew.
Oh, that's the button I can't find right now.
It sounds like you're like,
yeah.
Okay, what is the maximum number of golf clubs allowed in a golf field?
14.
Oh, my gosh.
That is correct.
Wow. Can I ask a question about that? What is the reasoning? Isn't it your own
just to
club?
Keep it. Well, to keep it a level playing field, right? So you have 14, everybody the player has 14, and you got to figure out what 14 you want to keep in your bag. And they all have different functions. So when you get down to like your wedges, which are your most lofted club, players have to decide, do I want to carry 4 wedges or 3 wedges this round?
So it's
If I carry a 4th wedge, I need to take out my, my 5-wood or something, something on the higher end.
Because
what do I got to go here?
So you would analyze the course.
They place. I mean, if it's like a pro, like just us random douchebags, we just have our 14. And some play with less; they don't even know the rule, and some play with more because they don't know the rule. And I currently carry a training club in my bag, which would make it illegal for a tournament,
because
that would be my 15th club, even though it doesn't, I don't use it. I don't ever pull it out of the bag and use it.
Right.
But it, whatever. So it's technically against the rule. Very, very strict rules in golf. They've made them a little bit more lenient in the last, you know, 2-3 years.
Oh, that lady bending over, washing the things. Oh,
yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, you got four out of five questions.
Was that it? Right. Was that five?
Oh, shoot! Yeah.
Woo! You win. We are gonna send you.
And I was close on the fifth.
You were close.
Yeah. I mean, I guessed low. I just said my, you know, I was just like, I think it's the size of my penis. 4.25.
And I measured that daily. 2.3,
exactly.
Awesome. Well, I'll send it to your email once we get our phones back into play here.
Yeah.
We'll get a gift card for you to Top Golf.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's too much.
It's not open yet in Boise.
Yeah.
Wow, is it nationwide Top Golf card? Okay, because we just opened one in near Seattle. So nice. There you go. Awesome. Very, very exciting. Cool. That's nice.
Yay. Is golf your main other fun thing?
Yeah, it's probably what I do the most. It takes so much time, you know, so it's what I do the most.
Yeah.
I spend most of my time doing that's not work, comedy, or whatever.
What do you have coming up after the lounge?
I get to be home for a week. I started a show in my hometown, well, like 10, 11 years ago, actually, at a little restaurant on a Sunday night.
I saw this.
And that went away because there was this global pandemic. Did you guys hear that?
Oh, vaguely.
No, yeah. I don't know if it made it to Idaho. But, it went away. And then I was like, well, I'm gonna take a risk and go to the theater, the local theater, and see if we can do that. Anyway, once a month, theater show, 800 seats. We don't ever fill 800 seats, but we don't have to. And then that allows me to be home once a month. So.
Oh, that's
anyway,
awesome.
That's next week. Chris Porter, who you may have heard of.
Yes.
He's gonna come do the show. And
cool.
October, we have Ada Rodriguez. And so it's like there's this level of fame that I can book that's, you know, if they're too famous,
totally.
They're like, well, I should go to Seattle.
Right.
Why would I do your little Everett stupid show? And I'm like, shut up. Those people I try to convince, I go, hey, we could probably do back-to-back nights.
Yeah.
Like, I could, Everett's far enough away that...
What's in an hour?
It's only a half hour. Well, an hour, but it's 30 miles.
Right, right.
Yeah. Go to Seattle.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
thank you so much.
This is our first episode of Uber.
Oh. Yes.
First episode?
Yep.
First episode.
Oh,
yes.
All right.